I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story, breaking news here on KSL News Radio. An Idaho judge has ruled Chad Daybell's case will continue after probable cause was shown by the state during a preliminary hearing. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live now to explain. Paul, give us the latest.
Yes, Jeff, the case will move forward against Chad Daybell. The judge has ruled there is enough evidence that he will be held over for trial in connection with the deaths of J.J. Vallo and Tylee Ryan. So far, Daybell is charged with concealing and conspiring to conceal evidence in the case. During the second day of the preliminary hearing, prosecutors released a phone call from Lori Daybell to Chad as investigators were looking for the children's bodies on Daybell's property.
I love you. Should I try to call you later?
I don't know. You can try.
Forensics investigators say Daybell sent a text message to his now deceased wife saying that he shot a raccoon and he buried it. That message was sent the day after Tylee Ryan was last seen alive. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors.
If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Coronavirus and classrooms.
Some teachers in the Granite School District are rallying for a major change before the school year starts. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has more.
The Granite School District will be holding most of its classes on campus this year with an option for online learning. But outside the district offices this afternoon, a group of teachers will ask for a modified schedule that would have only half the students in the building at once, similar to what the David School District's doing. They say this will ensure more social distancing in school. Teachers have been very critical of the Granite School District's back-to-school plans, with some arguing it's unrealistic to expect that many kids to social distance, wear masks, or not share school supplies. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 4:03. The Utah Department of Health is reporting a large drop in the number of hospitalizations for COVID-19 today, down from over 200 to 181 Utahns in the hospital. It's also reported there were 378 new cases since yesterday, seven more deaths. The health department says the seven-day average for positive tests remains under 10%, and that's an important metric. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas explains.
Over the past week, the rate of positive tests has been around 10%. Lower is better. Tom Hudako with the State Health Department says fewer people have been getting tested recently.
early on in the outbreak, our positive test rate was somewhere around 5%, and we would love to be able to get back there.
Hudako says they'd like to see more testing now. Anyone who's been in close contact with someone who's positive or who's experiencing COVID-19 symptoms needs to get a test. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Nurses from New York and in Utah say they want to repay the state for sending healthcare workers to the Big Apple during the height of the COVID-19 crisis. 10 nurses from Northwell Health System are here in Utah working on patients and sharing what they learned during the Eastern outbreak. Registered nurse Anise Sterling says working on COVID patients was exhausting since they would get better and then get worse.
We were putting so much work and so much care and so much dedication into these patients, and sometimes they would go, and we were just as emotional because we'd have to call the family who weren't able to be at bedside.
It's time 4:05. Let's take a look at the traffic situation. Ricky Meese, we have any trouble spots this afternoon?
Actually, we look pretty good out there. On I-15 itself, the only spot of heavy and slow traffic for northbounders is going to be going from Davis into Weber County from Hill Air Force Base up to Riverdale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Coming up, take a guess what new hobby was the most popular in Utah during the pandemic. Right back with my minute of news. It's coming up next.